Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Krista. This is Wendy, and glad to be here with you today. And a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Karen Rutter back as a guest in our show today, all the way from the UK. Karen is a business coach who specializes in helping other coaches to grow successful businesses, especially online. She is the founder of the Business Success Zone for coaches, where her clients can get all the training, coaching, and the resources they need to help them build and grow a profitable business so that they can have a bigger impact and have more free time.
Karen is no stranger to Sky's the Limit Radio. We had her on our show on several previous occasions. During previous interviews, Karen talked to us about the right business success mindset for women, how we can recognize behavior patterns that get in the way of our success, how to dismantle old beliefs and make space for new ones, how to fill the void after we dismantled our old limiting beliefs with more empowering beliefs, so that we can consciously take control, and confidently putting ourselves in the driving seat, and how we can get into aligned actions. Wow, we've talked a lot, haven't we, Karen? If you've missed any of these shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all of our past shows are archived, and you can listen to them on demand. The title of our show today is Overcoming Overwhelmed to Get Results. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Karen. Once again, it's so great to have you back on our show again.
Well, Wendy, it's absolutely fabulous to be back here again. I love being invited back to your show. It's so much fun working with you on it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. So glad to have you. All right, Krista has the first question.
Right. So, Karen, since the title of our show is Overcoming Overwhelmed to Get Results, can you take us through some of the steps on how we can overcome the feeling of being overwhelmed in order to get out of our way and accomplish our goals? I'm sure that many people in our audience are struggling with this right now, especially in
this
era of multitasking that we're living in.
Yeah, Krista, you're absolutely right. In fact, it's something that I think we all get hit with from time to time. It's a big challenge for most of us, is that old devil of overwhelm. And I'm no stranger to it myself. In fact, when I was thinking about what title and what to talk about on this show, I actually thought, well, you know what, Karen, you've been going through a period of a little bit of overwhelm yourself. And you've had to kind of like resort to, yeah, sure, you know, I had some big plans for my business. And it was kind of like, right, I need to do this. And it was like, Where to start? And I kind of had to coach myself around it and use this little process here that I'm going to share with you today to pull myself back into it. So it's something that, you know, I think we can all relate to, that awful feeling where you just feel like there's just too much to do. And you either, it affects you in that you just freeze and you do nothing, or you get distracted doing, you know, anything but what you know you should be doing. And for me, mine is, I know I'm in overwhelm when I start playing Spider Solitaire on my computer, because I know that I'm at the point where I'm just like, I have so much to do, I don't know where to start. Oh, I'll just play Spider Solitaire. And that to me is like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I don't play solitaire, but I start doing all kinds of things that normally I wouldn't be doing, and, you know, I would just put off, but all of a sudden they become extremely important. And I do
right,
all these things before I get to the actual work that I have to, that I should be doing. Yeah, definitely relate to that.
And the thing is that that then feeds your frustration. You get really frustrated with yourself at your lack of progress then. So, you know, you'll end a day and you'll think, like, what did I actually achieve today? And that just kind of piles more overwhelm on top. So you're piling overwhelm on top of frustration, on top of overwhelm on top of frustration. And it can become quite paralyzing. But, you know, it, as you quite rightly said, Krista, it's no wonder that we feel frequently overwhelmed today. We've got so many areas these days of our business and our life that all seem to need attention all at the same time. Kind of going through it myself recently and some of the other things that we've talked about, I thought this would be a good topic to tackle today.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what
I was just going to say, especially if you want to prioritize things, and what if you have so many things that are your priority? you can't figure out which is the most in priority, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just give you a little kind of process that you can go through then, if you like. It's the one that I use. It always works for me, and it did. Just last week when I was kind of like, too much to do. So the first thing that you really want to be doing is you want to do a brain dump. You want to just clear everything out of your head, because overwhelm and lack of progress usually comes from just having too much going on in your head, okay? And that's where overwhelm starts and finishes. It's in your head. So for me, it's kind of like, let's just brain dump all of this. So, you know, just get yourself a big notebook and, you know, just write down everything that's going on, what you've got to do, what you think you've got to do, stuff that's done, stuff that's partially done, what you'd need to do to finish something that's partially done. Because this is one of my big things, actually. When I've got too many things going on, what I'll tend to do is I think, like, oh, that has to be a priority today. Because this is what we do, Wendy. Our priorities can shift when we're in overwhelm. And I'll be like, that has to be a priority today. So I'll do some work on a project, but then I'll flit away the next day and do something else completely unrelated to that, and the original thing never gets finished. And then when I do go back to it, it's kind of like, oh, where did I get up to? And you have to spend a couple of hours working out where you're up to and what you've done and what you haven't done. And that, again, it piles it on, doesn't it? You know, so it's, for me, the brain dump is all about, right, what do I think I need to do? Get it written down, get it out of my head. Where am I up to with certain things? What's it actually going to take to finish that little job or that little project or that big project? And what have I already accomplished? And it's important to acknowledge that. It's really important to realize that, well, actually, while I thought I was in a state of utter overwhelm and not making any progress at all, I actually have made some progress in these areas. So I think with the brain dump, it really is a matter of kind of just getting everything down onto paper. Now, I'm an old-fashioned kind of a girl when it comes to brain dumping. I like to write rather than use an online portal or something, which is a bit bizarre because I tend to do everything else online. But when it comes to brain dumping, I'm very much a write-it-down kind of a person. And I think there is some psychology behind that actually letting it go through your hand onto paper is a better way to actually download it. So this is just a case of, like, just list absolutely everything, but don't fret over it, okay? Don't let that big long list that you create of brain dumping send you into even more overwhelm. We're just downloading here and having a look at the current state of play, okay?
Do you include both your personal and business life together, or just anything that just comes to your mind?
Just anything that comes to mind, really. I mean, I tend, Wendy, to get more overwhelmed when it comes to my business life. My personal life is quite uncomplicated.
You're lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not juggling children's school runs with my business. I'm not juggling, you know, trying to keep other people happy and everything. I'm a pretty okay like that. But yes, if part of your overwhelm is things outside of your business, or if all of your overwhelm is from personal life rather than business life, then absolutely get that load down too. Whatever it is that's making, you know, when you're in overwhelm, you've got that kind of little knot in the pit of your stomach, that, and you've got that like little feeling of almost anxiety. So whatever it is that makes you feel like that and makes you feel overwhelmed, then that's what you need to do the brain dump on. What's causing it? Where am I up to with this? Where are all the demands coming from? Okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question? If I understand you correctly, then you're a big proponent of writing down everything, all your things that you need to accomplish, and also break each one of the major goals down into smaller steps, so that if you accomplish partially some of these goals, you can cross them off your list, so to speak.
Absolutely, Krista. Yeah, and that's kind of one of the next steps in the process that we'll come to in a moment, is to actually keep track of everything. So write it down. Keep a record. I like to say, don't just keep a to-do list, you keep a done list as well. Have everything in one place so that it makes it easy for you to see what progress you've made, where you're up to, so that, you know, you're not having to keep repeating this process over and over and over again for the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So initially all we're doing is with our brain dump is literally just getting it out of our heads. So we've got some headspace to get clear about things. And getting clear really is your next step. So when you get into overwhelm, very often it's because you're seeing a big picture. You're looking at the whole. And actually, I should remember that I'm on audio only here, and I'm waving my arms around in a big circle. Now, I'm a big believer in big visions, of having a big vision for your life, for your business, for, you know, whatever it is that's important to you. However, big visions are also what send us into overwhelm most of the time. And that's what leads to this, you know, flitting between one thing and the other, with part-finished projects and, you know, goals that are half met and all that kind of stuff. So I think really when you are in that place of overwhelm, and I'm talking mostly about business here because this is what I coach in all the time and this is what I'm more accustomed to, it's really, instead of looking at the bigger vision, at the bigger picture and the longer term, you know, where you want to be in 5 years, it's like narrow it down a bit. In fact, narrow it right down and to maybe the next 3 months. So, for example, with my clients now, I'll be encouraging them just to look at the next 3 months now and what they need to be doing over the next 3 months to the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's thinking about what's the one thing, if you like, that would create a breakthrough for you. Okay, so it's about getting really focused in and getting really clear on what you want from the next 3 months, what you're aiming for. And this can be, again, can be anything. It can be about your business, or it could be about weight gain. You know, if you have a long-term or weight loss, if you have a long-term goal to, I say that because I actually do need to put a little bit of weight on at the moment, and I don't find it easy. Talk about
that just
contrary.
Sounded, yeah, okay. That's great. That's funny.
You know, so if you're on a personal level, say let's say that your long term goal was to shed 5 stone and run a marathon, that can feel horribly overwhelming. It's like, you know, oh my, I'm so far away from that right now. But what about in the next 3 months? Where do you want to be in the next 3 months? You know, it might be that in the next 3 months you want to have lost, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 pounds, and to be able to walk 10 miles. Without keeling over.
Right.
Yeah, so can you see the big difference between that longer-term vision of where you want to be, but also getting specific in the next three, you know, the next 30, 60, 90 days?
So that's what you get clear on in this particular step for the next 3 months,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. What you want to, what it is that you want to do. So you're creating your short-term objectives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to focus on in the short term? Because, again, once you do that, then that helps us to kind of filter, doesn't it? We can then go like, right, okay, I don't need to. If my focus in my business over the next 3 months is to get 5 new clients, then you can filter through what actions do I need to take to get those 5 clients. And all the other stuff around the edges you can forget about. You can give yourself permission to forget about. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can say, like, right, okay, I've got that written down. I know it needs to be done, but it doesn't need to be done over the next 30, 60, 90 days. And this is where we come to the slightly tricky bit. Because what you need to do then is you need to identify those actions that you need to take that will get you the results that you want over the next 30, 60, 90 days. So have you ever heard of the story that Stephen Covey tells in his books about putting your big, about identifying your big rocks and putting them in the jar first?
Oh, I've heard you talk about it. Yeah. I've heard you talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, very quickly, it's a story about a professor who is trying to teach his students about, you know, getting things done in priorities. And he takes a big jar and he fills it up with some rocks, some big rocks. And he says, is the jar full? And they all say, well, yes. And so then he gets a bag of small pebbles and he pulls the small pebbles in around the big rocks. Again, is it full? Well, it looks like it is. Well, no, because now he gets a bag of sand and the sand can get poured in between the rocks and the pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, he can pour some water on, and the water will find its way to any space that is available left. If he had filled it up with sand and water first, there would be no room for the big rocks. So
true.
The moral really is that, yeah. So the thing is, when you're looking at creating these short-term objectives and making some progress, because it's progress that kills the overwhelm, isn't it? Then you
mm-hmm.
want to be identifying what your big rocks are. Okay, what are the things that are really going to make the difference for you?
All right.
Okay, so one of my favorite examples over this is, you know, if you're, like with my coaches, if you're looking to get 5 new clients in the next 30 days, faffing on over the color scheme on your website is not going to get you those 5 clients.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It just isn't, yeah?
So would those be the pebbles, or those just wouldn't belong in that jar? Oh, okay.
No, well, yeah, they'll go into that jar at some point, won't they? But not until after you put your big rocks in. All right. The booking calls with people, having conversations with people, that's how you're going to get your coaching clients, not by fiddling on with your website color scheme. Okay.
Right.
And, This is the thing that you need to do. And, so, you know, sometimes with this, it probably does pay you to chat this through with somebody else. Because what can happen when you're in overwhelm is that you kind of get stuck mentally,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the reasons why I said you need to brain dump all of the list of jobs and things that you think you need to do. And then what you can do is you need to have a look through them and think, well, if this is my short-term objective, if this is what I want to achieve in the next 30, 60, 90 days, what are the really important tasks that I need to give my time, attention, and energy to get the result that I want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So
because, you know,
is that step
we,
3?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if that was, if identifying what you need, is that part of step 2 or is that a step 3?
Step two is really identifying what you
getting
want to
clear.
Achieve.
Right.
Getting
and
clear
then,
on what you want to achieve. Yeah. Then once
okay.
you're clear on what you want to achieve in the short term, then you can get focused on what's actually going to get you there.
Okay.
So what, because we've talked before in previous shows about, you know, different actions, about aligned action and stuff, but not all action is equal. Some actions
right.
and some tasks are just busy work. Others are results-driven actions. They are the you know, those big rocks that will get you the results that you want. The other stuff is the sand and water that can just be fit in around the important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you do the important stuff first.
That's a great metaphor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So step three is all about getting focused on what's going to actually, what actions will really get you the results. Wow, Lordy, look, we're running, time flies, doesn't it? and then prioritizing according to, so you do your big rocks first. So the job, the tasks that will get you the biggest results, you do first. The other stuff, you fit in around the big jobs. And a lot of it, you might not need to worry about at all, really. You know, let's face it, if you, Wendy, if you were looking to get 5 new clients over the next 30 days, if you got those 5 clients doing the big jobs and your website still wasn't the color you wanted, would you really be worried that your website wasn't the color you wanted?
No. No, I wouldn't.
No. you know, you're just like, oh, I got the clients.
Right.
I
guess
that color, I don't care. Yeah?
Yeah, I would assume that whatever color I had was right because the clients came anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, so
right.
Moving along then. Step four is once you've identified what those big jobs are, is find the quickest and easiest way to get it done. Because, you know, there's always more than one way to do something. And I have a perfect little example of this for you from one of my clients that I was working with last month on this. So this lady, she had done a live in-person workshop to a group of people, and it had gone down a storm. The delegates in the room had taken loads away from it. They really, really loved her workshop presentation. It was a proper workshop over a couple of hours. And obviously, we were thinking about, well, you know, it makes sense now that she can help more people with this if she turns it into an online program, an online workshop that people can access online. Mm-hmm. Now, she agreed that that was a great idea, but then she was like, oh, but you know, Karen, I've got my things on my flip chart that I work through in the workshop, but I'd have to start creating all the PowerPoint presentations to record as videos to then start. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Sorry, that's a Northern English expression, whoa. I said, that's not the quickest and easiest way to get there, so why don't you? I said, have you still got the flip charts? And she was like, yes. I said, well, why don't you just fire up your video camera and talk through your flip charts in exactly the same way as you did in the live workshop? You don't need to take the time out to convert those flip charts into PowerPoint presentations. In fact, your clients will get a better experience because they'll be seeing you explaining it to them instead of just looking at a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of the kind of way, you know, where you can find a quicker and easier way to get the same job done and get the same result. Because, again, when we're in overwhelm, we have a tendency to overthink and make things more complicated or time-consuming than they really need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True.
It is. So the next step, then, is once we know what it is that we need to be doing, the real priorities, what the quickest and easiest way is going to be to do it, the next thing is we need to do, we've all heard this expression, we need to eat that elephant. And so this is now about detailing the baby steps to getting that job done, okay? Again, if one of the jobs that really does need to be done is to build a website, well, that's at least a week-long job, isn't it? You know, and you're going to look at it and you're going to think, I don't have time, I can't fit that in. If you break it down into baby-sized bits that you could do in, say, less than an hour or two, then it's quite easy to fit in that hour or two, isn't it?
Much more doable, yeah.
Absolutely, much more doable. So the smaller you can break it down, the easier it is to get the job done and the less overwhelming it feels. You can just chip away at doing one little subtask at a time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you, in this particular step, do you write down each little baby step, or you just kind of think in your head, see, what would be the first thing I could do?
No, do you know what? I would write them down. And again, this brings us back, Krista, to what you were asking about earlier, about having just like having one place where you record all of your to-dos and your dones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, for me, it's that I like paper. but it could be digital, whatever works for you. But it's where you have one place where, and yes, break it down, write them all down. So, you know, it can be like, create this page, do this, all in tasks that will take you less than an hour or two to do. Because, as you say, Wendy, they're doable if they're that size. They're eminently doable.
Okay. So this must be the last task then, because then after
that is
you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
You just work your
Great.
List. Work your list. And it's also about keeping... If you set up just one single... You know, have a notebook that or whatever you use where you just record all of it, everything. Because the advantage of recording what you've done too is that, again, it helps to lift you out of that state of feeling overwhelmed because you can look at it and go like, oh, actually, I've done that. And, as I said earlier, you don't need to keep going back and thinking, oh, where was I up to? It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
the other thing
that's great information.
That, yeah. And also, within that notebook, make sure that if another idea comes into your head, note it down in your notebook, but with the knowledge that you're coming back to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like the idea
of writing on a piece of paper. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, Wendy. You didn't want it just be a piece of paper. You want it all in one place. Because otherwise, one place. One big notebook.
One big notebook sheet. Yeah, with several sheets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise,
because
another way that you get overwhelmed is when you've got like bits of paper all over your desk. There's this bit, there's that bit, and then you realise actually, Joe, I've duplicated that there, and where did I put that one again? And just the very size of paper all over your desk is enough to make you go, I don't know where to start. And
right.
Paper flushes.
Oh, yeah. This is such great information. I can't believe that the half hour is almost done, but we did want to have you we wanted to have you share with us what you've got going, any programs you've got going on that you'd like to share with our listeners real quick.
Yeah, sure, before we end up. So one last thing to say is we've talked about this in previous shows, get into action. Action kills fear. It also builds your confidence, and it also... get you out of overwhelm. There's nothing like taking a step to get you out of overwhelm. Now, what I am going to do, I mean, this is just a great timing too, because as of next Monday, Wendy, I'm going to be running a free challenge. And it's actually about getting focused, getting clear, and getting stuff done. I'm going to run it over 5 days. It's going to be over 5 days where I'll give you some exercises each day and a worksheet and everything. I'll be in my private Facebook group where you can come and ask questions and everything. And then at the end of the 5 days, I'm going to do a live Q&A call to help people with any challenges that they've come up with while we've been going through the challenge, the 5-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love for you and Krista and any of your listeners who, you know, feel like they need to kind of get out of overwhelm and get really focused on what it is that they want to achieve, more than welcome to come and join me in this free challenge.
Oh,
we'd love to have
so is there? Do you have a link or somewhere where people can go sign up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just pull it up again. Make sure I get the right one for you. If you go to my website, that's karenrutter.com, and then it's /focus. So that's karenrutter.com, all one word, karenrutter, /focus. And you can get the information there and get signed up to join us and I'll welcome you into the group and everything and we'll get started. We're getting started on it properly next Monday. That's the 2nd of October, just in nice time for the final quarter. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That is great. Excellent. Thanks for letting us know about that. Krista.
You're welcome.
Are you there still?
Yes,
she
thank
may have put
you so
herself
much,
on.
Karen.
Oh, okay.
For being our guest again today on our show, I'm afraid we're really almost out of time today. So it's been great speaking with you again, and we look forward to hopefully talking with you again soon.
Okay, lovely. It's been a pleasure to be here, Krista.
Thank you, Karen. We enjoyed it as well.
Okay.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Or you can visit us on our website at www.skysthelimitradio.com. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Krista. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Karen. Till next time.
Bye, everyone. Yeah.